Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Bart was just saying during the break, I can't believe none of the callers are coming at me. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Give us time.
They know I'm church tabernacle. They know I spit hot fire. I said the truth. I speak the gospel.
Give him time. He will piss you off. That's just what he does. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max are coming to you live from above Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott in for the guys today. And yes, you know the number. We've got your calls. We will get to them because that's what we like to do, talk to the people. But we also like to react to things that are content that we put out on ESPN. And this one, Bart, I always like these every year when this comes out. It's not just about power ranking this year and this season. Yeah. It's, you know what? Let's really get you upset. Let's tell you the teams that are going to be good for the next 3 years. Like, we haven't even started this year yet, but we're going to tell you who's good for the next three. So let me give you this list from our expert, our panel of experts. The number one team, the team with the best score as far as going to be really good for the next 3 years. Who would you say it would be, Bart? Can you guess?
Man, you can look right in within the division. I definitely go with the Cincinnati Bengals.
No.
That's dumb.
They just went to the Super Bowl with second-year quarterback. Dude, when I saw this list, I can't believe I called you dude, by the way. When I saw this list, I was like, where are Cincinnati? They're not even in the top five.
Yeah, so they went to the Super Bowl and they improved their offensive line.
Yeah, and they have Joe Burrow and they have Jamar and they have a really good defense.
Yeah, well, Jamar Chase is considered a top 10 receiver, by the way.
All right. The number one team is the Buffalo Bills.
Nope.
The number two team?
What?
The Kansas City Chiefs. All right, I get that.
What?
The number three team, we actually have a tie in score. The Rams, I get. The Packers?
What?
Next 3 years?
What?
That's what I'm saying.
No,
I don't even know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be there.
Right, he's going to be doing Jeopardy from a teepee next year. And like Aaron Donald, you know, I don't think he's going to retire anytime soon.
He's going to be doing bubble therapy.
Yeah, but you can't continue to pay everybody like five or six players that type of money and still think it's sustainable.
Just sell some rings, you'll be able to afford it. And then the number five team, I kind of get this one. Is the LA Chargers.
Yeah, okay? So I get that, right? So like
have to go to six to get to the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah. Six.
Well, when you look at the list, the teams that have the greatest margin for error are teams that have a quarterback under control that they don't have to pay $45-46 million per. So for me, it's about, you know, they talk about the quarterback situation, like it's a lot, you know, Herbert, if you have the Chargers there, then you have to have – they're the same class. They're the same draft class as far as Joe Burrow.
So as we're showing you on ESPN2, so the criteria, quarterback situation, the remaining roster, drafting ability, front office and coaching. I mean, that's – Bengals have a good roster. All right, let's continue. So after – and I'm surprised you haven't brought up this team. After the Bengals, we stay in the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, listen. You know,
all right. Well, let me just finish the top 10, and then you can pick it apart. Another team that I can't believe is in the top 10, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You don't even know who the quarterback's going to be
next year.
The quarterback could end up in Miami, by the way, which is why Miami might want to be in the top 10. The Indianapolis Colts. Again, Matt Ryan's
older.
But they've got a great running game. They've got a really good coach. A very good coach. I don't want to overdo it with Frank Reich.
Yeah.
A solid GM. A solid franchise. A good roster. That's fine. The Cleveland Browns are 10. And I could.
That's crazy. Deshaun Watson is a baby.
Well, 10, but at least they're top 10. The Niners are tied with the Browns for top 10. Trey Lance.
Yeah.
But good coach, good GM. I mean, I can see that. Broncos are 12.
Philadelphia. How's Philadelphia not there?
The Steelers are at 14.
That's weird.
Yeah, still no Eagles. Oh, they're the Eagles.
Eagles
Pat.
Should be there. You talk about
they're
a roster.
15th.
They should be much higher than that. And the reason why they have the best
offensive. It's an all-star team.
Yeah, they have the best offensive line, and they have the ability, if Jalen Hurts isn't the guy, they have the draft equity to be able to go get one of these guys, Bryce Young or Stroud, and be able to move up.
I mean, 15th?
Yeah, that's
crazy. I don't know if I'm digging that at all.
You know what's crazy as the resident Eagles fan on the show? I don't even have the biggest problem with that. I still have the biggest problem with the Bills being number one. Can someone tell me this fascination with the Bills who have done nothing, and yet we act like they won 12 Super Bowls and we're ready to put Josh Allen in the Hall of Fame already?
I mean, well, it's about futures.
Who
has a better future than the Bills? If you have a quarterback like him and he's locked up, you've got a coach and a GM who have both proven that they can build a team. They've already had playoff success. They've got everything set up for them. They should be good for the next 3 years. And anybody else that you're talking about has questions about their future.
Not the Bengals.
The Chiefs, you could question about their future. The Packers certainly have a big question about their future. The Rams, can they keep that group together? And they aren't young. The Chargers, I look at it like, is Sean Payton going to be coaching that team in the next year or two? Who knows?
But not the Bengals. The Bengals have everything you want. They have a, you know, all-pro
but
I th- caliber
How could you say the Bills shouldn't be one?
I don't think they should be one.
I'm supposed to hate the Bills, but I can't hate the fact that they're one.
Not for the foreseeable future, because they got guys. Listen, you look at their salary cap. They can't keep affording guys like Von Miller and Josh Allen. We know that Von Miller deal is
Josh
a dummy.
They have him locked up. They are affording.
What I'm saying is, you can't keep affording to bring in, you know, extra pieces. They got him locked up. They're at the top of the market.
Diggs locked up.
But it's other guys that they're going to have to start. They're going to have to start, you know, addressing some of these contracts.
Well, you mean drafting well, which is what they do?
No, I mean Greg Russo. We're still out on him. You know, we're still out on Oliver.
We're out on Oliver. Oh, I didn't know we're out on Oliver.
We don't know how great he is, right? You know, it's some guy. It is some questions out there, right? You know, so like, what happens is, can they sustain this type of roster? Because in 3 years, they're going to have to pay some of their other good players. Now, I know salary cap doesn't matter because it's all accounting. I mean, the Saints showed us that they went from under $71 million, over $71 million over the salary cap, to being able to be in a running for Deshaun Watson. Like, oh, how did that happen? Mm-hmm. You know, so we understand that. But I just like Cincinnati because they have two of their best players. One is going into their third year, and the other one's going into their second year.
That is true. And they went to the Super Bowl, and they also have that same, like I said, that same kind of setup. I don't get the Packers.
Not going to complain about the Bills. Yeah, the Packers, I don't get Tampa.
I don't get Tampa. And because if quarterback is part of the question, you don't have really an answer.
Yeah. Well, that explains why the Eagles are 15th on the list, because outside of quarterback, I would argue that they have the deepest roster in all of football. But quarterback matters. I've been a part of a team that had everything, and then the quarterback wasn't, you know, considered one of those upper echelon players, and you know, made us a dark horse too.
Bart, where are the Jets? I'm still scrolling here.
I've watched three commercials and I'm still scrolling. Because if the Jets,
I just keep going.
No.
You agree with the Patriots at 13, by the way?
I mean, that's like really more head coach. I mean, and listen, Mac Jones showed that he was a serviceable quarterback. Now we just don't know if he's great. Like, he's good. We're great. Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, we think those guys have a potential to be great. But we don't know yet. You know, but this is a big year for both of them. So I'll worry about – I'm sure this list will be refreshed after this season if both of those guys show up and make that big leap. Like the Bengals, when you think about the teams and the roster, how they added so much depth and had great drafts.
Saints at 16. Raiders, wow, surprising. 18, don't believe in their future. Dallas Cowboys at 20. Mm. All you Dak fans. They're the Jets, 21.
That's about right.
They're ahead of the Dolphins. The Dolphins at 22.
They tell you what they feel about
a good roster, just they don't have the quarterback. How about the Arizona Cardinals just gave Kyler all this money?
Yeah.
23. Not a lot of faith in their next 3 years, even though they just locked up Kyler Murray for all that money.
Zach Collins, Isaiah Simmons, wow. haven't lived up to the billing yet.
Yeah, man.
Can I guess who's last without having seen the list? Is it the Lions?
It's not the Houston Texans. It is not the Lions. The Lions come in at 28.
Yo, watch out for the Lions, son. Watch out for the Lions.
Let me get to the last team. Oh, I don't know if I believe this one. I want you guys all, everybody, Yates, Costello, all of you, Shannon, Bart, guess who is the very last team? Who is number 32 in their next 3 years, their futures?
Chicago?
No.
I would guess the Giants.
No.
The Seahawks?
No.
I was going to go Seahawks.
We ran out of teams,
go
man.
Patriots.
Oh, the Commanders.
Patriots. No, the Commanders. Patriots are very high up.
The Commanders.
Nope, not the Commanders either. The Giants, by the way, are 29.
We named every damn team, huh?
No. Oh, and by the way, it's also not the Carolina Panthers.
The Vikings.
Is this the Titans?
No. No, what this is a surprise
Falcons,
to me.
The Falcons.
Right, yes, the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, the Falcons. I don't know how I missed that.
Yeah, but that's a bit of a surprise.
Man, they got Ritter, which means that he's going to get a chance for the next 2 years, next 3 years. He's going to get an opportunity to prove that he's not the guy, and Marcus Mariota.
Yeah. Super late here, so we'll get your calls on this if you have any opinion yourself. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also coming up, we go back to the conversation about Kyler's new deal and the impact it might have on Lamar Jackson. That coming up next, KJM, with Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Dylon, Dylon, Dylon.
Yes, yes. My three favorite rappers.
Time for you to go, Cheddar Bob. Let's go. No, I'm just fake.
Yeah,
no.
I just keep that to myself in the car with the windows up. It's KJM, ESPN Radio. Bart and Han in with you today, and we are joined by Jeremy Fowler. Fowler, what would be your rap name then? What would you go with?
Ooh, Hot Sauce McGee. No, I don't think about that one.
Can I suggest one?
Kendrick Fake Mar.
I like Pleasantville.
Pleasantville? I like it.
Yeah. Let that
settle. With three L's.
You got that Pleasantville hair, man. But you bring the color. You bring the color. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my hair's not tough enough for rap, I don't think.
Yeah, it's kind of the issue. But that's fine. You made the effort, and I appreciate you for it. But let's get into some stuff here with you. When it comes to the NFL and something that Bart, yesterday when the Kyler Murray contract was announced, I guess, or it was announced, we were reacting to it, and Bart feels like this is a bad deal. Like, it is a bad deal, and he'll probably explain why here in a moment, but before he does,
yeah,
want to just ask your level of surprise by this contract, the $230.5 million and $160 million guaranteed.
I was not surprised it got done because I know the Cardinals have been budgeting for re-signing Kyler Murray for probably the better part of the last year. They've been talking about it internally. GM Steve Keim, head coach Cliff Kingsbury, they all wanted to do this. I was a little surprised by the average per year at $46 million. That puts him among the highest paid. But we all know it's all about the guaranteed money. The guaranteed, I think, came in at $160, which is pretty high. But considering Deshaun Watson got his fully guaranteed, the Cardinals can say they got a victory in that area, that they didn't have to give up more guarantees. They figured, hey, we can try to do this now, 3 years into your contract, where you had 2 years left on your rookie deal when you count the fourth year and the fifth year option. So they had a little bit of leverage to say, hey, we'll pay you a big number, but if you want to hold out for the guarantees, you're not going to get all that money. And so really, it's two things can be true. It can be a mild win for the team because you're getting a guy that is a franchise quarterback. There are not very many of these. There are, by my count, 13 franchise quarterbacks. This is after I did my top 10 poll, talking to dozens of people around the league. Kyler Murray is in that 13. Now, he's probably number 13, and there are major questions about, you know, his leadership, you know, how he's acclimated to the game. Has he evolved as a player from Oklahoma? But the talent is undeniable, and the ceiling is really high, so he can get into that top 10.
You know, but when I looked at it and why it was tough for me is that It's almost like they rewarded bad behavior, right? You know, we have questions about his leadership. We have questions about, you know, has he evolved? He hasn't really stayed healthy. You know, I thought that, listen, he is a franchise quarterback, but why not give him the Patrick Mahomes deal that now when you look at his annual value at $46 million, that's going to be a discount after Burrow, Lamar, Herbert, you know, gets their deals done. In 4 years, they'll have to come back to the table with him with maybe another extension if he plays well. Yeah. And that number could be $60 million a year, and Mahomes will still be underneath his last deal at $45 million per if they don't give him another extension.
Right, but see, Kyler Murray wouldn't have taken that deal. That deal's considered sort of an outlier, the length of it. You know, Josh Allen did, I believe, a five-year deal similar to Kyler Murray did that last year. He was willing to kind of stretch things out a little bit, but if you go long like that, you're sort of doing the team a favor. I think most quarterbacks, because of the way things have gone the last few years with the money just skyrocketing, they're not going to do him that solid, you know. And so the Cardinals knew they had to pay a high average per year. Like, that there was no way around that. Like, they couldn't say, hey, Kyler, take $35 million a year, and he was going to do that. But to get the hard guarantees, kind of like Deshaun Watson got, you got to get closer to free agency, like Kirk Cousins did a couple years ago, like Dak Prescott did. That's your true leverage. And, you know, most quarterbacks aren't willing to wait. They'd rather just do it now and get the good money. But it's that kind of 10-year deal is not going to happen very, very often, if at all, over the next decade.
Jeremy, would you say then that this deal, if we put the Deshaun Watson contract as the ceiling, would this deal for Lamar Jackson be the floor?
I would say yes for the player. And what's unclear is exactly what he wants. He really hasn't told anybody. That I've talked to, and I've talked to a lot of people about this who were kind of in and around Lamar, know him well, have talked to him. Like, he's not letting on his plans as exactly what he wants. Does he want to be the highest paid player in the NFL? What's clear is he's willing to have the resolve to get there. Like, he's willing to wait this out, and he's sort of playing that Dak Prescott playbook a little bit. Like, hey, if I have to get close to the franchise tag and flirt with that, like, I'll do so in order to get value commensurate with my skill set as an MVP, as a guy who's 37-12 in the regular season as a starter. I don't know that even the Ravens are willing to give him the Kyler Murray deal at this point. I think they, from what I've heard, it's like there's a gap in the pay, and it's going to have to be bridged by one of the parties. And right now, it hasn't been. I don't know if there have been enough talks, enough negotiations to even get that far, because, you know, Lamar talked to GM Eric DaCosta at minicamp. That was considered productive. But that was also really a victory at the time because they hadn't had a lot of conversations. And so maybe it will heat up now that Lamar is back in Baltimore. He has reported for training camp. By all indications, he will be on the field. And so in good faith, maybe they can negotiate this a little further. But right now, there just hasn't been enough movement to even know what it would look like.
Wow. What's the when you look at, you know, I want to go back to Kyler Murray. What's the pressure on him and Cliff Kingsbury, who shares an agent, to win now? Because you look at even within the division, you know, the other two teams, like, is it a mandate that, you know, he has to get out of the division round, or how do we see this contract affecting their ability to build the team?
Well, they're both under contract for a very long time. And so, you know, if the Cardinals were to move on from either, it would cost them tens of millions of dollars. And that's certainly not the plan. The Cardinals believe, hey, there's been progress each of the last 3 years. We've won more games, made the playoffs, and, you know, as it was told to me from somebody with the team, it was really ugly around here, and we didn't have a quarterback. We saw that with that 3-13 season. Kyler, just by his sheer ability and progress, turned that around in a hurry. It was 70-plus passing touchdowns, 20-plus rushing touchdowns. Like, the playmaking ability is pretty brilliant. If he can bridge the gap on the other stuff, And if Cliff Kingsbury can help him do that. These guys are married now for a long time on the field. And Kingsbury's going to have to find a way to help Kyler evolve. You know, the complaint I hear from you know, executives and coaches around the league is that Kyler still looks like he's playing at Oklahoma. You know, that you're just kind of dropping back and trying to make a play. And so that's just not good enough in the NFL late in the season when a team like the Rams can clamp down on you. They've had a full week to game plan for you in a playoff setting. That's when things change, and they're going to have to make that step together.
Talking with Jeremy Fowler. So let's move on from that topic and move into something that we, I guess, in the league with this, with training camps, rookies opening right now, and obviously camps next week will be opening up all around the league. And if you're in Cleveland, you kind of want to know what the future of your current quarterback is going to be, your QB1 at least, and how much you'll be able to have him for. So what do you think? And I've seen some reports that have been a little surprising. What do you think the suspension will end up being for Deshaun Watson, and when do you think we'll hear?
So it could come today. You got to consider the NFL's history, the Friday news dump, right? That does happen. Friday afternoon, major NFL news has dropped over the years. So I am at least on high alert today. You know, talking to somebody involved recently, they had the 27th, which is Tuesday, kind of earmarked because that's right as the Browns are getting ramped up for training camp. There's sort of a feeling that something would come down by then. Not a slam dunk or a guarantee. Sue L. Robinson, the independent judge who's handling this, has been very careful and deliberate in the process. I'm told she will likely file a very detailed report on her findings. And so that takes time. And there hasn't been a major rush. Now, there's time for both sides to try to settle this. It's hard to ballpark a number of games. You know, if I had to just completely ballpark, I'd say 8 to 10 games. That's just sort of an educated guess. I mean, it's only Sue Robinson right now truly knows, and maybe a few parties. But there is optimism now from what I've heard on Watson's side based on the way the last few weeks have gone. Like, there's not a feeling like, oh, well, he's going to miss the whole year. Like, the Browns believe he will be on the field at some point this year. They don't know for sure yet, and they're going to get Jacoby Brissett ready in the meantime.
Yeah, and that's what they have, that and now Josh Rosen they has at least signed for training camp. The Friday news dump, maybe it'll happen during this show, or maybe while Jeremy is on with Get Up, it starts at 8 a.m.
That would be my
Eastern
rap name, Friday News Dump.
Friday News Dump. That's the first album, I think, right? That's the one you go with. Jeremy Fowler, like been it. Smooth since days of Under Ruse. My man, good to talk to you.
Hey, thanks, Alan. Thanks, Bart.
All right. So, coming again, you can get more from Jeremy Fowler on Get Up at 8 o'clock Eastern, of course, on ESPN. Coming up, we play a little Real or Not Real. Who are the biggest threats to win the Super Bowl this year? And this is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN2. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You get Bart and Hahn today, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. And we get Shannon in here now to play a little Real or Not Real.
All right, yeah, as the music says, we're going to see who's real, who's not, who's real, who's fake. We're going to start. We're doing Real or Not Real, threats to win the Super Bowl. Bart, I will start with you. I will give you this team. You got to tell me if they're real or not. The San Francisco 49ers, are they a real threat to win the Super Bowl? What you got?
Whenever you have the ability to run the ball and play defense, you're always real. And you add Trey Lance in, and you look at what they'll be able to do with the run game, little RPO. I think they're going to go back in the hot tub time machine, and it's going to look like a team that was similar under Jim Harbaugh when you think about the Colin Kaepernick RPO, you know, ball in the belly, and they have the ultimate Swiss Army knife with Deebo Samuel. They're going to figure out how to get Nick Bosa signed up too. You look at what's going to happen with Jimmy G when he's traded $26 million off the books. This is a young core. All he has to do is not overthrow a guy like Emmanuel Sanders when he's open, and he'll be okay.
All right, Bart, let's move on to another team. The Arizona Cardinals, are they a real threat to win the Super Bowl? What you got, Han?
Let me ask you first, is the Super Bowl being played on Thanksgiving?
Let me check my schedule. Hold on.
Yeah, the answer is no. So, no, they're not a real threat because the best of them usually comes in the first 2 months of the season, and then they trail off, and that's a Cliff Kingsbury issue. That's a Kyler Murray issue. And they are not even the third best team in their own division?
Yeah.
So, no, they're not a real threat to win the Super Bowl this year.
All right, let's head over to the AFC East. Bart, the Miami Dolphins, are they a real threat to
Get
win em. The Super Bowl?
Get them, Bart.
Man, I mean, I heard Tua throw pretty balls, but I don't know.
Excuse me?
You usually ate pretty balls because you can see them because they're coming so slow. You know, I think Tyreek Hill is going to add a spark. I think that they went out and they spent a lot of money in free agency. But, you know, we base these things based on what we feel about the quarterback position, and I don't think he has the arm strength to push the ball down the field. Let's see if McDaniels can get him going, but I don't think he has enough firepower to be able to use the entire field. Yeah, it ain't Rizzo. They fake, just like most things in South Beach.
All right, huh? Let's stay in the AFC East. The New England Patriots, without giving an offensive coordinator name or what have you, are the Pats a real threat to win the Super Bowl?
No, I don't think they are. I don't know if they've gotten better. But I mean, Mac Jones, look, Mac Jones has gotten a diet, so I guess he's now shredded. That's good news. He's lost the dad bod. I mean, but what else about the Patriots are compelling this year? Because it's Belichick, because it's the Patriots, they will be competitive. They will beat bad teams when you're not prepared. But are they good enough to go all the way and win the Lombardi? No, not real.
All right, Bart, this team played in the Super Bowl last year. Can they get back this year? The Cincinnati Bengals, are they real or not real as a threat to win the Super Bowl?
I'm going to go not real. And the reason I'm going to go not real is because that division has gotten a lot better. We know Deshaun Watson would eventually be back. Lamar Action Jackson will be healthy. He's going to have the full array of his running backs. And I tell you what, it is hard to be the hunted. They were the hunters. I mean, they were the hunters last year. Now they're going to be the hunted. Everybody's going to be trying to get respect on their name. And we've seen organizations like this, traditionally, that's not accustomed to success, take a step back. Just look at Allen's Knicks last year and what they did after having a successful season the year before.
Completely unnecessary.
Not real.
Completely unnecessary to just open the scab, all right, Bart? I mean, come on. I'm still waiting for Donovan Mitchell. You never know. Things can happen. It's Bart and Han in for Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're playing Real and Not Real. What do we got next, Shan?
All right, Han, here we go. Let's go out to Cleveland. The Browns, are they a real threat to win the Super Bowl this season? What you got?
Oh. Can I phone a friend? I need to phone a friend. I'm going to call Bart.
Phone that friend.
I'm calling Bart. Bart, I mean, good roster. You just heard Fowler say they might get Deshaun after the 6 to 8 games. So you still got a half a season. Listen, where you're going to have them.
Great roster.
By the time they get where they need to be.
Yeah, we've seen Deshaun Watson make chicken salad out of chicken you know what. Now you give him a great offensive line, 2 tight ends, 2 great running backs, and I tell you what, so much depth on the defensive side.
And by the way, if he sits, he sat for a year, then he sits for a half a season. So he's not like when he gets to December in the cold weather, is he banged up? No, because he hasn't played a lot. He's got enough runway to get right. They get into the playoffs. I'm going to say real.
Ooh, playoffs, run game and defense travels. Miles Garrett is part of the 99 club in Madden. So that tells you what they feel about.
I'm going to say real.
Oh, yeah, that's Rizzo.
Yeah, I'm going to say real.
All right, let's move on to the next team.
Nothing, Shad. You have no reaction to that? Look at the work we just put in. Did you see that teamwork? Well, working with each other to come up with an answer?
You know, let's move on to the next one? You know what he said? He said, meh.
Yeah, he went meh.
You know, I mean, honestly, if we're keeping this a buck, as that was real meh with you punting on that one there.
No, that was huddled up. That was footprints. That was footprints.
That was
how you shared a mic, son.
Quick TO. We got the team together. We talked about the play. Then we came out and we executed.
This is like the five heartbeats. He wrote in 5-part harmony. Uh-huh. 5-part harmony. You just crapped on it.
All right, Donald Duck Matthews.
Number 5.
I got a feeling I know where Bart's going to go on this one, but I'll ask him anyway. The Dallas Cowboys, Bart. Are they a real threat to win the Super Bowl?
I mean, you talk about the classic underachievers. I mean, you talk about losing the whole right side of the line. Ezekiel Elliott told me, oh, now he's healthy. Listen, we know running backs don't age well in this league, and it looks like he's on the downhill. Can Tyron Smith stay healthy? That's always a question. And they want to put their pass rush in Dante Fowler. I mean, you talk about how many teams Rosen has been on. How many teams has he been on? I mean, when is the last time he's had an impactful year? It was going to put more pressure on Michael Parsons to be a pass rusher and not a middle linebacker. So, absolutely not. You know, you lose Cedric Wilson. You lose Amari Cooper. And, yes, I love CeeDee Lamb. But, listen, it's just not enough firepower over there. I think that the Philadelphia Eagles are by far the better team within that division.
Yeah.
And they're who the Dallas Cowboys wish they were. A team with the best offensive line – great defensive line and a dramatic number one run game. So, yeah, absolutely not. Not Rizzill.
All right, well, since you brought up the Philadelphia Eagles, Han, what do you got? Philadelphia, are they a real threat to win the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl. Oh.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
No, they're going
to
win the division.
All right, let's keep it moving. Get next one.
They
go
are
to
not
the next
a,
one. Let's go to the next one,
real,
please,
Pat.
Shannon. Thank you.
They're not real, and they're not spectacular. Still win a division, though. You can at least get the division.
It's a better team.
They cycle
a better
that every
team.
Other year.
I know it's not my turn, but this is a better team than the one that won the Super Bowl. You have a better running game, better receivers, better pass rushers, better. They have two
of the top defensive tackles.
You think about Jordan Davis and you think about Fletcher Cox. Then they go out and
Jordan
get
Davis.
Bradbury to go with big play Slay. You got Smith.
Bart, it's a good roster, but are they a championship roster yet? It doesn't mean they can't be in the next 3 years like our list went, but – is it this year a championship roster?
You can win ugly. If you can win a Super Bowl with Nick Foles, with the run game what Jalen Hurts can do, because he's going to be throwing to a guy, two guys that can beat one-on-one coverage on the outside. Oh, man. A.J. Brown out there deboing everybody. And then,
Bart Scott, a Philadelphia believer.
Yeah, man.
All right,
one last one here.
What do you think of the Sixers?
Oh, wow.
Meh.
You went meh. All right, one more.
All right, one more here, Bart.
Jets?
No. Let's go, Bart. Tennessee Titans, real or not real, as threats to win the Super Bowl. What you got?
Not real and not real by a long shot. Ryan Tannehill is about to get Wally pipped. He's sitting back there. You know, he's got Malik Willis just, you know, climbing at his heels the same way that he was out there ear hustling and out there hating on Marcus Mariota. He's going to lose his spot, and by the end of the season, I think Malik Willis is going to be in there running RPOs. You talk about A.J. Brown leaving, and yes, I love Treylon Burks, but listen, he's not ready to be A.J. Brown today, right? So they need that, because you need that balance as teams try and stack up the box on King Henry. Eventually, listen, it's the law of diminishing returns. Eventually, King Henry has to take a step back. We've never seen guys. We've seen Eddie George. We've seen Brandon Jacobs. We've seen Jamal Lewis. Guys have tremendous 3 to 4 year runs. It could be the end of King Henry's reign as somebody takes him out.
Oh, no. Long live the king. We love King Henry. Friend of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I love King
Do
Henry.
Not predict his demise. Dare you?
I hope not.
Real
not
or not
the best
real?
Back, not the best back inside of the division anymore, though.
Oh, the disrespect. You want him back on our show? He's not coming on the show anymore now.
No, he's not coming on this show. We're on this show. He'll come on our show. We're speaking,
trying to sabotage.
We're speaking
That's
for Keyshawn.
That's what we're
here for. Yeah, we're speaking
Barton for him. We're sabotaging KJM this morning. And that was real. Or not real. More sabotage. You heard what Bart said. He doesn't see that the Dallas Cowboys are real threats to win a Super Bowl. But he took it a step further on our show earlier this week. And you can, as you hear this, you can get at him at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Why Bart doesn't think Dak Prescott, not only is he not a top 10 quarterback, according to Bart, he says he's not even in the top 15. We'll discuss next. KJM. ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Bart and Hahn today. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott in for the guys. Hey, in honor of Dick Vitale's incredible spirit, the V Foundation for Cancer Research has a generous donor who's matching V Foundation donations up to a total of $1 million. All you got to do is go to v.org/donate to give. You can learn more about the matching donation. No matter how much you give or how little you can give, just think it's double the impact because of this donor. So if you can, please be part of this fight against cancer. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. I give out the number because I know a lot of you are going to want to call and have a talk with Bart Scott. After you hear what he said on our show earlier this week, our show, Bart and Hahn, you can hear it noon Eastern weekdays on ESPN Radio and also ESPN Plus.
We big in Dallas.
Yes. Dallas, we get tons of calls from Dallas.
Well, we was big in Dallas.
Because you start a fire all the time.
We was big in Dallas.
So this is what Bart was talking about when we were talking about the Cowboys, and he went off on a tangent, shocking, about Dak Prescott.
I don't think Dak Prescott would be in the top 10. I'd be surprised if he's in the top 15. Right, when you think about just what his ceiling is, maybe he's plateaued. You know, he's a guy that came in as a fourth-round draft pick, third-round draft pick from Mississippi State, and he's exceeded expectations. The second time that Jerry has found somebody, you know, before that it was Tony Romo that he found that became a franchise quarterback. But Tony was good, and he never kind of got over the hump, never won the big game. And I'm starting to think maybe this is the future of Dak Prescott. He's good, and he can be like – the best, a top five quarterback at times, but when he goes against somebody that is his equal, he's always on the wrong side of history.
I know this sounds bizarre, Bart. React to yourself, but it really,
where's
what
the
you
lie?
Just said there.
I don't see where's the lie?
Well, you said he's not. You don't think he's top 10. You don't think he's top 15. But then you said he can play like a top five quarterback.
Yeah, because he gives you flashes. See, why great players are great is because they do it routinely. Like it's an expectation. But you just know that eventually, like with Kyler Murray, eventually that he's going to run out of gas or he's not going to make the play or he's going to do something like, you know, maybe run 2 yards too far so he can't spike the ball to get a final play to win a game, right? We remember Tony Romo, right? All they had to do is he had to just hold the ball so they can kick a field goal to beat Seattle, and he came up short. So all these moments, I've given him plenty opportunities. And listen, he'll get more opportunities to prove me wrong. But the whole top 15, like he might be 14 or 15 when you think about it. And I can go down the list, and you have the list, so I don't understand where the lie is. So all now, right. Once he got the cheese on his taco, the team is not going to be as good because they can't afford to keep the luxury pieces. So when
let's
you can't keep the
teams.
Luxury pieces, okay, let's do it, damn it, because I feel like I'm being set up for the failure.
No, not at all. I just want to make sure that everything you're saying is explained properly so that when people call to fight you on this, we've got all the details out there.
Man.
So this is not a list of any order. This is just us going through each division starting in the AFC. So you have on this list Josh Allen, yes.
Yep.
You have Patrick Mahomes, yes. You have Derek Carr. You have Justin Herbert. You have Russell Wilson. You have Joe Burrow. You have Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
So now we go to the NFC. Matt Stafford.
Yep.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is a given.
Yep.
Well, this is the list from the other day, so you can't change your mind.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is a given. You had Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
Tom Brady. Now, here are the names that people are going to start fighting you on. Ryan Tannehill, we put an asterisk. Matt Ryan, we put an asterisk. And then Jameis Winston, you have ahead of him.
Yes.
So the asterisk ones are the ones where, all right, so if he's not top 50, maybe he's like 13. You know, 14 or 15, you can argue because of those two names we gave you, Tannehill and Matty Ice.
Matty Ice for sure. Behind Indianapolis, the offensive line, running game, yeah. Yes.
Okay, so you're saying for sure. All right, no asterisk on Matt Ryan.
Yeah, no asterisk.
The only asterisk then out of the 15 names we just gave you is Ryan Tannehill. And you just gave me a meh when it came to Kyler Murray. But that's the 15, and you feel pretty strongly about that.
I do. And like we're not even taking into account what if Lawrence, because now he has
Trevor
Lawrence has an offensive line and ETN and his weapons, and they went out and Christian Kirk and all these people. What if he becomes the quarterback that we thought he was going to be? So it's a couple that could surpass him, because I believe that Trevor Lawrence ceiling is higher than Dak Prescott. And who knows, the jury's still out on Zach Wilson, but I'm not even go there because I don't want to be called a homer.
You ready for the smoke?
All the smoke. ESPN, open up the damn line.
729-3776.
Yeah, I said it.
Castile in Indiana, start us off.
Yeah, hey, Bart, playing for the Jets must have messed up your mind. I mean, Dak shows glimpses of being elite. He's definitely elite. A top 15 quarterback. But, I mean, you can blame him for the spike ball and everything like that, but that was a play-calling issue. That's not a Dak issue.
No, it's not. All he got to do is stop 2 or 3 yards earlier to save 2 seconds to be able to spike the ball. He hasn't had the clock. Guess what? It's a big-ass clock at the end of the field when he's running that he can see. It's really damn big. It's, like, really, really big, like bigger than his entire body. How he missed that, I have no idea, understanding the clock situation. But nobody's telling me where the hell my lie is. Like, okay, like, he's definitely not top 10. I don't think we can even make an argument that he's not top 10. Now, if you want to miss me on Jameis Winston, whatever, like I tell you about Jameis Winston, you throw a goldfish into the ocean and he grows really, really big, because sometimes environment matters. And he was in a toxic environment in Tampa. And yes, he was the number one overall pick for a reason, because they stunk. But now he's on a team with weapons, and he was 5-2 last year. Dak Prescott, by the way, against elite quarterbacks, 2-11. Meh.
Let's go to, Greg is in Texas. Greg?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, we wait for you, Greg. What's up?
Yes, sir. I'll be honest with you. I'm a diehard Cowboy fan, but I keep it real about Dallas. I can't stand Dallas except when the game is about to kick off, okay? But I'm a diehard Cowboy fan. Boy, let me be honest about this, bro. You dead wrong on Dak Prescott. It's not a top 15, maybe 14, 15. I will give you, he's at the bottom 10, and I will put you 10. But when you talk about Lamar Jackson.
He's the MVP. Stop it right there. He's the MVP. He was an MVP, and he's younger than Dak Prescott. You're going to tell me that you'll take Dak Prescott, and he's an MVP. They don't just hand MVPs out. Stop right there. It's not even up for debate to see if he's better than Lamar Jackson, that has a 71% win percentage, only second to Tom Brady. What the hell, and Patrick Mahomes? What the hell are you talking about?
He's going to continue to get hurt, bro.
Hold up, did Dak Prescott miss a whole damn season?
Hey, get out of here with that. He will continue.
Hold
to
up,
get
did
hurt,
Dak
man.
Prescott get hurt?
That Prescott got hurt one time.
LeBron Jackson had a high ankle sprain. That's not kind of a surgical type of injury. Hell are you smoking? It's hot as hell in Dallas, I know. But, man, you need to go ahead and hydrate, because you ain't thinking straight.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.